This is the Sakar Muli of 25th of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come from the faraway land in order to establish a new kingdom for you children. You are now becoming worthy of heaven. Question. What is the sign of the children who have unbreakable faith in Shiv Baba? Answer. They continue to follow Baba's Srimat with their eyes closed, no matter what directions they receive. They would never think that there might perhaps be some damage caused by doing that, because they know that the Father is responsible for the children who have such faith in their intellects. They receive strength from their faith, and their stage becomes unshakable and immovable. Song. You are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. Whose praise did you hear? The one whom no one in the world except you children knows. This is the praise of the highest on high Father. The praise of anyone else is useless. There is only the one Father who is the highest on high. However, who would give you the recognition of the Father? He himself comes and gives you recognition of souls and of himself. No human being has the recognition of souls, even though they speak of great souls and embodied souls. When a body is shed, they say that the soul has left. The body becomes a corpse. A soul is imperishable, it never dies. A soul is like a star and is extremely subtle. A soul cannot be seen with these eyes. It is souls who do everything, but because you become body conscious again and again, you say, I am so and so, or I am doing this. In fact, it is the soul who does everything. The body is just organs. Even sages, etc., understand that a soul is extremely subtle and resides in the center of the forehead. However, they don't have any knowledge of souls having sanskars to play their parts. Some say that souls don't have sanskars because souls are immune to the effect of action. Others say that a birth is received according to sanskars. There are many conflicting opinions. No one knows which souls take 84 births. You know that only souls of the Sun Dynasty have to go around the cycle of 84 births. It is souls who go around the cycle of 84 births and become impure. Now, who can make souls pure? Only the one highest on high Father is the purifier. His praise is the highest of all. Not everyone takes 84 births. Those who come later cannot take 84 births. Not everyone comes down together. The Sun Dynasty kings and subjects who come at the beginning of the Golden Age take 84 births. Later on, the number of human beings increases a great deal. Some take 83 births and some take 80 births. In the Golden Age, they have full lifespans of 150 years. There, no one can die before his time. Only the Father sits here and explains all of these things. Now no one knows the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, just as you are souls, so I too am a soul. It is just that you enter the cycle of birth and death, whereas I don't. It is when you become impure that you call out to me. You call out to me when you experience a lot of sorrow. It is at this time that Shiv Baba teaches you, children. Some ask, how can we believe that the Supreme Soul comes? Therefore explain to them, everyone calls out, O Purifier, come. He is incorporeal. He doesn't have a body of his own. He has to enter this impure world. He would not come in a pure world. Explain in this way. Also explain that the Supreme Soul is just as tiny as a soul, but that he is the seed of the human world tree, the knowledgeful one. The Father says, you call me the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You call out to me, and so I definitely come. It is also sung that the resident of the faraway land came to the foreign land. You have now come to know from the Father how you came into this foreign land, that is, into this land of Ravan. In the golden and silver ages, we are in God's land, that is, in our own land, and then from the copper age onwards, we enter a foreign land and a foreign kingdom. We go onto the path of sin. Then devotion begins. At first we begin to worship Shiv Baba. Those people create such a big lingam of Shiv Baba, but he is not that big. You have now understood what the difference is between a soul and the Supreme Soul. He is the knowledgeful one, the one who is constantly pure, the ocean of happiness and the ocean of bliss. This is the praise of the Supreme Soul. People call out, O Purifier, come. He is the Supreme Soul who comes every cycle. People call out to the traveller from the faraway land and sing his praise. They don't call out to Brahma or Saraswati. They call out to the incorporeal Supreme Soul. Souls call out, O resident of the faraway land, now come to this foreign land, because everyone has become impure. I only come when the kingdom of Ravan is about to end. I come at the confluence age. No one knows this. It is said that he is the Supreme Soul, a tiny point. Nowadays they say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, or that the Supreme Soul is in each soul. Souls cannot be the Supreme Soul. Souls and the Supreme Soul are distinct, although the form of each is the same. Souls become impure. They have to play their parts of 84 births. The Supreme Soul is beyond rebirth. If each soul is the Supreme Soul, like they say, does that mean that the Satopradhan Supreme Soul becomes Tamopradhan? No, that is not possible. The Father says, I come to serve all souls. They cannot speak of my birth. I come to change the residents of hell into residents of heaven. He has come to this foreign land in order to establish his heaven. Only the Father comes and makes us worthy of heaven. It is also explained that all other souls have their own parts to play. The Supreme Soul is beyond birth and death. He definitely does come, which is why Shivratri is celebrated. However, no one knows when he comes. They have been celebrating the birthday of Shiva just like that. He must definitely have come at the confluence age to establish heaven. He would definitely have to come at the confluence age to purify the impure. That pure world is heaven. They say, O purifier, come. Therefore it must definitely be at the time of the destruction of this old world that he establishes a pure world. He doesn't come in every age. The Father says, I have to come at the confluence age to purify the impure world. This is a foreign land, it is Ravan's land. However, no human beings understand that this kingdom that is continuing is Ravan's. They don't know anything about when this kingdom of Ravan began. First of all, explain the main thing, which is the secret of souls and the Supreme Soul. Then, explain that he comes at the confluence age of the cycle to purify everyone. This is only his task, not Sri Krishna's. Sri Krishna himself takes 84 births and comes down. All of those who belong to the Sun Dynasty come down. A tree would not be half fresh and half old. Everything has a stage of decaying. Human beings don't even know about the duration of each cycle. They have given it a long duration in the scriptures. Only the Father sits here and explains all of this. There cannot be any more questions about it. The Creator Father only speaks the truth. There are so many of us Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We all believe this, and it is because he exists that so many believe in him. As you make further progress and you have faith, you will be able to understand everything. First of all, explain to human beings that the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come from the faraway land. However, which body has he entered? What could he do by coming in the subtle region? He definitely has to come here. Prajapita Brahma is also needed here. The Father sits here and also explains who Brahma is. Neither did the one whom I entered know of his own births, nor did you children know. You become the children when I adopt you. I ask all of you children, including this one, have you forgotten your own births? The world cycle has now come to an end, and it will then repeat. I have come to purify you and teach you Raja Yoga. There is no other way to become pure. If people were to understand this secret, they wouldn't go to bathe in the Ganges or to the Melas, etc. People have always continued to bathe in the water of the rivers. They have been doing that from the Copper Age. They believe that their sins will be absolved by taking a dip in the Ganges. However, none of their sins are absolved. First of all, tell them the secret of souls and the Supreme Soul. Souls call out to the Father, the Supreme Soul. He is incorporeal. Souls are also incorporeal. Souls call out through their organs. God has to come after devotion. This is also part of the drama. The Father says, I have to come to establish a new world. It is mentioned in the scriptures that God had a thought. Therefore, he must surely have had that thought according to the drama plan. Previously, you didn't understand these things. Day by day, you continue to understand more. The Father says, I tell you the newest and deepest things of all. As you listen to them, you also understand them. Previously, you didn't say that Shiv Baba was teaching you. You now understand this very clearly. There is still a lot more to understand. He continues to tell you every day how to explain to others. First of all, they have to have the faith that since it is the Unlimited Father who is explaining to you, he definitely only speaks the truth. There is no question of being confused about this. Some children are strong and others are weak. Anyone who is weak is unable to explain to others. It is also number-wise in a school. Many have doubts and question how they can possibly believe that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes to teach, because their intellects believe that Sri Krishna related knowledge. However, Sri Krishna cannot enter this impure world. Prove to them that only the Supreme Soul has to come into this impure world and into an impure body. The Father understands that each one's intellect is individual. Some are able to understand very quickly. Explain as much as possible. Not all Brahmins are the same, but some children have a lot of body consciousness. This Baba also understands that everyone is number-wise. You children do have to follow directions. You have to accept what the senior Baba tells you. You have been accepting what gurus have been telling you. You should now accept with your eyes closed what the Father, who sends you to heaven, tells you. However, children's intellects don't have such faith. Whether there is a loss or a profit in that, you should accept it. You may even think that there would be a loss through that. Nevertheless, because Baba is telling you, you must always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is telling you. Don't think that it is Brahma who is telling you. Shiv Baba will be responsible. This is his chariot, and so he will put everything right. He says, "I am sitting here." Constantly consider it to be Shiv Baba who is saying everything. This one doesn't know anything. Always think like this. There should be this faith. Shiv Baba says, "Continue to listen to me and you will continue to benefit." Even if this Brahma says something, I am still responsible. You children should not worry about it. By remembering Shiv Baba, your stage will become even stronger. Your sins will still be absolved by having this faith, and you will receive strength. The more you remember Baba, the more strength you will receive. Those who follow Srimat and do service claim a high status. Many have a lot of body consciousness. Just see how Baba interacts with all of you children with so much love. He continues to talk to everyone. He asks the children, "Are you sitting comfortably? There isn't any difficulty, is there?" He has that love for the children. The Unlimited Father loves you children so much. To the extent that you do service according to Srimad, you accordingly receive love. Only in doing service is there benefit. Give your bones for service. When you children continue to serve all the time, you are seated in the heart and known as first-class children. However, while you are moving along, there can be bad omens over any of you. There is opposition from Maya. Because of bad omens, some are unable to take this knowledge. Some continue to do physical service tirelessly. Your duty is to make everyone into a master of the land of happiness. Don't cause anyone sorrow. When some don't have this knowledge, they cause a lot of sorrow. Then, no matter how much you explain to them, they just don't understand. First of all, give the explanation of souls and the Supreme Soul, and how souls have imperishable parts of 84 births recorded in them. This never changes, it is fixed in the drama. Those who have this faith will never fluctuate. Many fluctuate. At the end, when the haystack is set on fire, you will become unshakable. You now have to explain very tactfully. Very good children continue to be on service. They remain seated in the heart. Many continue to go ahead very fast. They make a lot of effort. They have a lot of interest in doing service. Baba speaks about the virtues they have. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Give your bones for service. Don't have doubts about anything. Give everyone happiness, not sorrow, by doing service. 2. Make your stage unshakable with the power of faith. Benefit is merged in whatever Srimat you receive, because the Father is responsible. Therefore, don't worry. Blessing. May you cross out any subtle or strong bondages of yours and become free from bondage with your yogyukt stage. 1. The sign of being yogyukt is to be free from bondage. In becoming yogyukt, the greatest final bondage is to consider yourself to be sensible and to consider Srimat to be the wonder of your own intellect. This is mixing your own intellect with Srimat, and it is called ego of the intellect. 2. When someone gives you a signal about a weakness or tells you about something bad, if you have any waste thoughts, that too is a bondage. When you cross out these bondages and are equal in victory and defeat, praise and defamation, you will then be said to be completely free from bondage. Slogan. To consider everything before acting on anything is a quality of a knowledgeful soul. Aviact signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. When an ignorant child considers a harmful object to be a toy, he is given something else so that he can let go of it. In the same way, when someone desires temporary respect or honour, or has some temporary desire, give him that respect and become humble yourself. If you try to correct that one at that time, conflict will be created. Therefore, move along in a yukti-yukt manner at such a time and be merciful and forgiving with respect. First of all, make him understand so that he would feel that this thing is harmful. Om Shanti.